So, someone else has their sights set on me and Miri, eh? As if we didn't have enough going on without some mercenaries on my tail. And apparently, they had something to do with the Black Iron Blades? Color me confused, because I thought we had already settled that, but if we got to bury a few more folks to keep Miri safe, then I'll dig deep and I'll stack them high if I have to. But for now, it's back on the road with tonight's short quest, long rest.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Short Quest, Long Rest.
Fuck yeah.
Oh. Hi.
I'm here for it.
Yes, yeah, like we are all here for it.
Yeah. Literally.
Here for it.
Where's here, though, technically? Because we're all in different places. Very different places.
We're in Bryn Shander right now.
I'm in Pennsylvania.
Waddle.
Yes, you went on a road trip this week.
With my brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
We farted up a van for 2 days. It was good.
Sweet. Like I said, you're close. You're coming. You're coming over to the teeter side of things at some point. Because
yeah, it'll be a dark day.
We shall...
So
we
shall, dark.
We shall darken the doorstep of the Southwest Michigan. Or right. Southeast, depending on where we meet.
Well, Adam's closer.
Adam is closer.
Sure, it doesn't happen.
I'm gonna go hang out with Adam and his chickens.
Yeah. You've already called me gross today, Elise. You don't want to see the type of pictures we take.
Those are personal correspondence.
They'll be tasteful.
I shared those in secrecy.
With the utmost confidence.
That's right. Yep. No sharesies.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just gonna let that linger there for a moment.
So she's like, where do I go from here?
No.
There's nowhere to go.
No, I was distracted checking my notes. You know, there's a number of things that could happen today. May not, probably won't. You know. Guess it depends on how you proceed. And speaking of proceeding, last session, y'all made it into Bryn Shander, having traveled here by the roads from the northwest, you know, the direction of Lonelywood and the Dwarven Valley. Picked up some supplies. A very elated Felgrin finding a magic rock to assist him with his spellcasting. A little taste of the Feywild there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, if you want to... Would you like to remind people what it is that you can do now, or do we want to save that?
Save it.
Save it. Okay.
Save the day.
That's right.
You also stopped by Crystals for a bit, and the House of the Morning Lord, you know, back and forth, a couple locations, and learned...
Two very different experiences.
Two very different experiences, because you've learned that there's a couple of people that have been asking around town about you. I don't want to put words in your mouth, so you didn't seem to take it too kindly.
Fanboys.
Well, we were going to let them go without any problems, and then we learned something that,
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they made a little fucking comment about... Well, no, not comment. Felgrin read his brain. Got inside his brain meat.
Well, the TLDR is they done fucking goofed.
They done fucking goofed, found out that they had something to do with burning down Black Iron Blades. Which, by the way, if these guys are not fucking Zhentarim in any way, shape, or form, major egg on my face for the whole murdering most of the Zhentarim in that city for that
My bad,
purpose.
Guys. My bad.
Honestly, I Brian will probably have to go back and apologize. He'll be like, okay, so I know we murdered like 4 of them, and I just found out that you didn't do the thing we thought you did, so
my bad.
We also took your gun, but it's broken.
Yeah.
Yeah, we never really repaired it. It was like kind of one of those things where we thought it'd be cool and we never just got around to it. We have a few of those things just kind of sitting around. We got the goldfish. We got that gun. We got...
Hey, Dreamer loves his goldfish.
Yeah, you can't take my goldfish from me. Fuck you.
Yeah, we had a little dragon head and we didn't use that long enough that it just disappeared.
No, she escaped.
Yeah, she gnawed her way out of the bottom of the bag.
Yeah, but it literally had been like a week since we had ever fucking talked to her.
Well, yeah, all she does is fucking spit vitriol.
That is true.
Yeah, you'd think she was a black dragon for all the acid that.
I know.
Oh,
I like it.
What a nerdy reference!
Thank you. I'm very proud of it. I just came up with it.
I like it.
I like it. It's good.
Spitting hot fire like a red dragon.
Now
you're
reaching.
Surprise me as Josie is dragon obsessed.
It's true.
Dragon obsessed, he says.
Fucking love dragons, it's a fact.
I do. Yeah. But, I mean, like, there's obsessed. Alright, so when I think of obsessed, I think of those people that wear, like, wolf t-shirts all the time and have, like, little figurines of wolves all over the place and posters up over the wall. Like, that's obsessed. I'm...
Fine, enamored.
Appreciative.
There you go. I
am a dragon connoisseur.
A dragon appreciator.
I do love that those like wolf blankets you can only see at flea markets. They're only like ever at flea markets. You can't get them anywhere else. But at a flea market, there's always a stall that someone's got like those full size fucking sheets and blankets that's got like a wolf howling at the moon on it.
Am I the only one here that has a wolf shirt?
No, I have some.
I'm so sorry.
Yes, Elise.
I have one that's like glow in the dark, and I have one that's just regular.
Hell yeah. Gonna have one, like an ugly sweater.
I will fully admit, if I had the spare cash flow, there'd be dragon statuettes all over my goddamn room.
Yeah, like pewter statues all over the place.
I love it.
Those ones that like, where they're like a crystal ball holder? Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I used to have one
all
of those.
About that. I would burn down my house because that thing would sit in the window because I like the rainbows, and then I would forget about it on a hot day.
Nice, just fucking come a little magnifying glass laser.
Mm-hmm.
There's also incense holder ones, but incense is awful.
You know, if you ever buy a crystal ball, you know you're not supposed to leave it out in the sun precisely for that reason.
Well, then how will I know what's going to happen with the day?
How am I going to start fires?
Yeah, that too.
God, that would be the weirdest case of arson, is just like... Well, we found a bunch of houses that burned down in the city lately, and all the evidence we can find is just shattered glass in the middle of the floor.
That would be awesome. That's what people do. Like, some guy burns down people's house, but like, hey, how you doing? Gets, like, a cup of tea and just leaves a fucking, like, dragon crystal ball, like, in their window. They're like, mwah, now I wait.
Oh, God, that's dark. Okay, we're gonna continue our game.
Not that I've ever done that. I would never do that on purpose.
We've had some 40-year-old lunatic come into town and buy all of our dragon statues.
Was it necessary to call out the fact that I'm damn near 40? Like, I'm not 40 yet, but...
Yes.
Crap, I turned 32 last
month. I wasn't even talking about you. You kind of called yourself out.
Were you not?
No. Nope.
Like, I'm really doing it. And Josie, I love it. You're like, oh my god, I'm 32.
Oh, 32.
Oh, jeez. So oh god, as I sit here with my fucking red and pepper, or red and salt, I don't know, ginger and salt? What do you call that? It's red and gray.
Paprika and salt.
Paprika and salt paprika. Beard. I have paprika beard.
You can go with chili powder, too.
Chili powder.
Saffron.
Salt chili powder. Ooh, that's a good one. Anyway.
So you call it red salt? With my red salt hair.
I have salt and pepper.
I'm gonna get a hold of this again.
Nope. That's what
you
she said.
Sorry. Never.
Well, you all reconvened with Dazan and Helda, who had been, you know, watching over your gear, and wound up on the eastern side of Bryn Shander, outside the East Gate, heading down the East Way on your way to Caerdyn of All, first of a handful of stops, the first of two stops on your way northward. But as you're traveling the East Way, it's about a 5.5-hour journey, even with dog sleds, from Bryn Shander to Caerdyn of All. So I kind of want to know, like, how are you proceeding? Because you now know that there are people you know, asking questions about you, whether or not they're in Bryn Shander, whether or not they're somewhere else. Who's to say? But what what does the journey look like?
Yeah, I think once outside of town, we'll have to have like kind of like a walking convo once we know we're outside of earshot and stuff. Be like, so, what's the plan here? Are we going to ambush the ambushers? Are we just going to see what happens, keep moving on? We get a little ways down the east way, kind of hide off the road and wait for somebody, or we just keep going and fuck them up when they decide to get tough. Thoughts? Kralik, what you think? Would you like to bonk some heads, or do you want to keep moving?
I think we should keep moving, but also I've never been one for hiding, so...
We don't know if they're following us.
That's true.
We could just keep on how we're going and see what happens. If they come, we'll take care of it.
We have kind of taken care of anything that's come along up to this point. Things have surprised us. Things snuck up on us. And I don't think anything can really sneak up on us anymore. I've seen your little robe there, and it keeps looking at me, and it's freaking me the fuck out there, Dreamer.
Yeah, I'm not used to it. It's quite weird.
It fucking... Now, I thought at first it was just eyes painted on it, but then they blinked, and that scared the shit out of me. Are they actually looking at me? Can you see me through those?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, that's very unsettling.
Dreamer is gonna do like a little 360 turn.
Yeah.
He's like, yep.
Earlier I was picking my nose while you had your back turned, and you saw that, didn't you?
I see everything.
Now that is terrifying.
Ooh, it's traumatizing.
That's awesome.
We don't know that they're going to follow. So I think we need to act like they aren't.
Which works for me.
If they come to us, great, but we have things to do.
I'm going to take to the sky anyway, so I can keep an eye open, see if there's any torches following us as we go.
Dreamer, Felgrin gave you the coin that the boss had carried. Could you scry with that?
Well, that's a good call.
Yes.
Or are you full on slots?
I technically don't need to be the one to do it, but I've...
That's what I was going to say. If you're full on slots, I think I might have one more available to me. No, I got three.
I can... I'm not using the tentacle rod right now. I will... Yeah, I'll have my attunement to the Robe of Eyes, the Stone of Good Luck, and the Crystal Ball for now.
Okay. And you are scrying on the described individual?
Yes. With the coin that was given to me, that was handled by him, supposedly.
Oh yeah, like, crazy clever of you. I am so very proud.
Good job, Belkin.
That's right, I remember that now.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That's why I brought it up. It was freaking spot on.
Was genius. I actually totally forgot about it until you just mentioned it again, and I was like, oh, that's right, he fucking went through his pockets, and I remember being like, oh, you're stealing from him, that's an ass move, and it's like, oh, no, never mind, I got it.
No, just wanted genius. a single coin, because just he knew exactly what was going on there.
I love it.
Alright, my target needs to make a wisdom saving throw. It's modified by how well you know the target, which you don't.
Don't know jack of shit.
You have heard of the target.
New character.
You don't know their name, you just know the description of a bald individual. So they are going to have a bit of a bonus from that. However, you do have one of their possessions, which just about cancels out that bonus. So let's see. What is the DC of the crystal ball again? If you'd be so kind.
Wasn't it like 17?
17.
17. Nice. All right.
It's weird I remember that shit. Like, we play fucking Starfinder, and I can't remember a goddamn rule to save my life, but I remember the DC of the fucking... Never mind.
Well, I mean, how much Starfinder have you played?
70-some episodes worth.
Well, yeah, but... Well, no, you've run it. You've run it, but have you... Because, you know, as a passenger, it's a little, you know, sometimes it's a little easier to absorb the rules. I've just been...
She has a point.
Yep, I'll say. I did only play it, like, a tiny little bit. Like, we played, like, three sessions when that was the first RPG I ever played. We played, like, three sessions, then we changed to Monster of the Week.
which I'd love to play again someday. I love that game.
I am going to change this individual's name for the roles that I don't give them away.
Oh.
In our chat. Kind
of... Yeah.
Let's see. They have a plus one situational bonus because they would have a plus five, but you having that coin cancels them out.
Nope. The bald man. It's Mr. Clean.
Oh, no.
You know what? I'm now thinking of changing the token image to that just based on that joke. That'd
Mr.
be funny.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and
listen,
in just a minute.
We only get the visuals. The listeners do not. So you can do whatever the fuck you want.
How's that? We can fight Mr. Clean. I will fuck up Mr. Clean. You can also put a picture of fucking Vin Diesel. I'll fuck him up too. You name it.
Now you got me thinking of like, God, there has to be like sexy fan art of Mr. Clean because you know the internet.
You know the rule.
That's why there's a whole subgenre.
So I'm thinking of like, Chad, of like Chad Mr. Clean with his arms up behind his head in the picture.
Found it.
Oh my God, it exists. No, okay, we're not getting distracted. Share it in the Discord.
I did.
Okay. I won't look at it just yet. I'll look at it after the game.
That's from an actual commercial. That one you're showing right there.
The scrying. God damn it.
Yes, the scrying.
Let's say, if you need to take a second and compose yourself, I understand.
No, I'm fine. So, Dreamer.
Mm-hmm.
As you are using the crystal ball to scry on this individual, the rest of you who are sort of pacing along beside Dreamer, his steps kind of halter a little. Still able to stagger forward, but does kind of need to have somebody take him by the elbow and kind of tug him along, so that, unless you're stopping for this.
We'd be on the sleds, wouldn't we?
Yes. Well, Dane had said that you guys were walking and talking for a bit.
Yeah, so. I figured on our way out of town, we were kind of just like, you know, escorting the animals out of town before we all like got up and took off.
In this case, we'd still be at walking and talking for a bit.
Yeah. So we could talk.
So
we're on those, just
wait,
outside
we're doing
town.
We're doing the scrying in the town?
Just outside town. I figured once we were clear of the gates... And kind of a little ways out, we would do it. Because I figured that way we could actually talk away from everything. But, like, obviously, like...
Not be...
Once we're on the sleds and going, it's really hard for us to have a conversation. So, I figured...
Not have the wind rip your voice away or have barking dogs over it.
Yeah, at that point, Rian's in the sky anyways and can't really participate.
Yep.
But Dreamer, so your perspective... suddenly shifts, and you've had a weird perspective the last couple of however long you've had the robe, because you're constantly aware of everything that's around you in a 360 degree radius. When your vision shifts at this time for the scrying spell, it's almost like several pairs of eyes belonging to you, all through which you can see, turn upward to the sky and start ascending. Is a cacophony of eyes, and it's very confusing while
Good
you're
word.
Wearing the robe. I love that word. I've loved
Good
that word.
Word
for years.
One of my favorites.
Cacophony. Up to, almost to the aurora above, before you start heading out what appears to be eastward. You can see Loch Dinashir and the mountains beyond. And can see, you know, Kelvin's Cairn to your left, even in the darkness. For a brief time, you only have wisps of cloud going past you. And then there's a ribbon of water below. They're frozen in the snow. And it's almost like a falcon stooping your vision. It dives to that river, that frozen river below. And... as if you were staring down at the top of someone's head, you see a small band of people, all of them in very thick clothing, you know, done head to toe, in winter clothing. But whereas a lot of people you see, and they kind of wear more natural colors, the browns, the blacks of dark leather, the team beneath you are dressed in white, and it would be hard to make them out against the snow if you didn't know that you'd be looking at people and they weren't moving. Altogether, there are about five, but your attention is on what appears to be the leader. And from a perspective from above, it's hard to tell just how tall they are. But as if responding to your need, you know, first one of the eyes from which you're able to see, you know, ducks down and almost gets in this person's face, and the others follow. It's like a collection of eyes now staring under the hood. And you see a middle-aged individual with a strong, square jaw and a scar on his cheek, and you can't quite make out his eyes in the dark, but there seems to be a scowl on his face. Whether it's permanent, whether something has displeased him recently, hard to gauge. You're able to see over his shoulder the people following behind, and in their own hoods. It's harder to make out their faces, you know, it's very dark under those hoods. But you do make out the glint of several pairs of red eyes. And you follow this perspective for a while as they seem to trot alongside a frozen river. Not quite sure as to the location, only that it is eastward of you. There's no conversation ongoing. And for the time that you are with them, no words are exchanged before the vision is done and you return back to your body.
Could I determine which direction they were heading?
Yeah, I'd say you'd be fairly able to do that. It'd be heading north.
So the body of water is on their right side or left side?
Body of water on their left side.
Okay. And then it was only when I was getting my perspective that I could see Kelvin's cairn?
Yes. Kelvin's cairn would have been north of you, to your left.
If I had to guess, that puts him on the left-hand side, locked in a shear. Or the other side, I mean, the right-hand side of it, walking, if the water's on the left.
The right-hand side of locked dinners yeah. here?
Yeah, locked dinners here.
Okay.
There's no R in there.
No, I know. It's just what I think of, and maybe it's because I'm just a fatty, and I like food.
There's all types of food in that lake.
Locked dinners here sounds like a wonderland. It's full of burgers and hot dogs and chili.
It's like Sweet Candy Mountain.
And Krellick's already gone.
Krellick's nice. He turned to look at Krellick, he's just gone. Right, and then he just cut to him, he's just running. I want
Dreamer,
burgers!
If... Sorry. Ooh, a burger sounds really good. No. Dreamer, can you roll me a perception check?
No.
Okay, well then, alright, no additional information there.
I don't know if I get the advantage. I should have asked that.
Doesn't matter.
It would be a 13.
Yeah, the 5 is what you rolled first, so you're fine on that.
Okay.
A 5 and a 4 for a total of 14. Yeah, that's enough. Okay. So you would have noticed that as you are looking over the shoulder of this individual whose name you don't know, but whose face you would now be able to pick out of a crowd, and into the hoods of the others, seeing that red glint in the depths of their hoods. Briefly, your eyes are drawn down towards something that they're all carrying between themselves. The ones that are trailing behind. And for the life of you, it can't be a chest. It's dark. You know that much. It's kind of got a round shape to it. Has obvious handles. Not fully able to make out what it is. You're able to make out the people, but not this object.
Hmm. Okay.
Indeed. That's as much as I'm giving you.
Okay. Ha! So Dreamer will come out of the scrying. I know what he looks like. He is... How many other individuals were there?
By your count, about three.
Three and then him?
Yes, three okay. And then him.
He's traveling north with three other people. They have red eyes. They were carrying something dark, but I couldn't tell what it was. And they were alongside a body of water on their left. And they're all wearing white to blend in.
Red eyes. That sounds familiar to anyone.
Besides, maybe? No.
I mean, no dumb answers here. We can, at least it'll spark something, maybe. What were you thinking?
I don't have my notebook in front of me, so I can't remember her name. I lost my notebook a couple of weeks ago, so I'm like sitting here going, what's her name?
Who is it?
Yeah. Like, do you remember where we met her, or?
The little cleric.
Perilou?
Oh, Perilou.
Perilou.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, vampires? Do vampires have red eyes in this world?
I don't remember.
Roll me an arcana check.
I was about to say, did Perilou have red eyes? Because that's what Tavini's trying to remember.
Solid 8, baby.
Solid 8, yeah. I mean, it would make sense if they did. They're scary, and, like, scary things have red eyes, I guess.
Nice. Like, I mean, it could be, but were any of them little, Dreamer?
I couldn't really tell what they were.
Oh, gotcha.
They would have been certainly not halfling height. So if any of them were Perilou, she's grown significantly in your absence.
I don't mean Perilou. I mean, I'm trying to remember if she had red eyes.
Oh, gotcha. I don't remember. But
I don't think we know anything that has red eyes.
Interesting.
And he just looked like a middle-aged dude, right? So
he looks like a middle-aged dude. The rest of them do not. I would say, what would be a good role for this?
Didn't the Durga have red eyes? The ones that were... No.
I was going to say Durgar and Drow.
Well, there was Durga, the ones that were around that forge. I think they had red eyes.
Most of them do, if I recall.
Do they?
Well, I'm sure Tavini would remember if they did or not.
I'm going to be honest. Tavini, I'm not really good with eyes.
I don't.
Any of the Durgar that you've seen in the dark would certainly have had like a red eye glint.
Okay.
And I know Drow do.
Yes. Because you have met a drow. You met a very, very famous drow atop of Kelvin's Cairn. At Sivit Swako's perch.
He's only got one eye, though. Right?
All right, smart
well,
ass.
Well, that one does, but...
Jarlaxle in his eye patch. Dreamer, I would say you met Jarlaxle, didn't you? You were with the group.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or were you off on your own at that time?
Nope, he was with us.
Okay. Yeah, no,
yeah, because that's when we all met up together. In fact, he met him first, if I'm not mistaken. Because mm-hmm. he went up there as the spider snuck
yes.
past the fucking thing and saw him first, and then we all caught up.
All right, then you would very distinctly have been like, you know, kind of thinking on it, especially with what Tavini said, drow.
It would make sense if they were up here.
Has anyone tried, problems with drow?
I mean, I've pissed off a lot of people, but I don't remember ever pissing off any drow. But could have. I absolutely could have.
They could just be getting paid.
That's true.
It doesn't have to be that deep.
So, it could be drow or Durga.
Really tall Durgar.
Could you tell that they were tall?
Not really. I was mostly hovering over his head. So... perspective was weird.
Yeah, it's a tough angle. So it sounds like they're by a body of water. We either missed them or heading right towards them. But either way, we're heading that way anyway, so I guess we'll just have to keep an eye out.
I guess we just keep going.
Are you fine with that?
Say, we got a job to do. Glowing-eyed bastards try to get in our way. Well, they're going to go the way of a Shardalin dragon. Or a ice fortress. Or a Durgar king.
Or a giant-ass moose.
Giant-ass moose, that's a good one. Frost giant lich. Say.
He's big enough. Krellick might be able to ride him.
Oh, that's fun. Don't get too excited there. That was weird noises.
What?
You
made. No, it wasn't. What? What?
I appreciate your enthusiasm, but let's keep this professional.
Hey, why don't you settle down?
Okay. we'll call it even. You settle down, I'll settle down. So, fuck it. I'll keep an eye on the road. Take to the sky. If anybody follows us or is ahead of us, well, hopefully I'll get an eye on them.
All right.
Miri, away!
Miri, away. We ride.
We ride. At dawn, whenever that comes.
All right. So, mounting up on dog sled, on bear, on bird, your
on
band...
Don Ron Dasher.
Your band of merry adventurers make their noisy way, because the dogs are, you know, yapping, barking, excited the entire time, eastward along the road. And gradually you reach that fork, that crossroads, where you could head, you know, continuing east to East Haven, south to Goodmead, maybe northward by Cair Denival, Cair Koenig. We still on track to continue to Cair Denival?
Yeah, as much as I want to try to go steal that fucking polymorph blade. That's okay. I got my new lance. I don't need a polymorph blade as well.
Yeah, and you know that potential new toy is always there.
Yep.
Alrighty. Well, as you head northward to Cair Denival, this is not a road that you've traveled yet.
Yeah, it is new.
And while the road between East Haven and Bryn Shander, you know, Bryn Shander and Lonelywood, those areas are pretty well traveled. The one to Cair Denival, very quickly, you run into thicker snowdrifts blowing across the road than you probably would have thought. Doesn't seem particularly well traveled this direction. Plus side, it does mean that because there is no wind on this particular evening, that had anyone come this way, you could make out boot prints in the snow very clearly, and there are none to be found. No one's come this way for at least the last couple hours.
Okay, good, good.
Now, coming into Cair Denival, the first thing that you notice as you travel along the lake, you know, the cliffs that overlook Loch Denishire, very first thing that catches your eye is the dark hump of what appears to be a fortress on the northeastern side of town, sitting atop a hill. There is a bit of a bay here at Cair Denival. It is all frozen over, and you could see the ships as there have been everywhere that you've gone. Aside from that, Cair Denival itself seems to be just a crescent, a curved road of houses and businesses. There isn't a lot of room for travel here, as far as like, oh, I'm gonna go down this dark alley. Let me bring up the map here, which unfortunately viewers cannot see, but our team can.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, well described. Nice little crescent moon of houses on each side of a road, and then which all kind of lead to a little windy road to a big little pentagon looking fortress.
Yes. And actually, I've also got some artwork, which, if anyone's interested in that, it is in the chapter on Cair Denival in the Icewind Dale book. I'm gonna pull it up here, because now that I've mentioned it, I gotta grab it.
Hells yeah.
Show to players.
Visual aid.
Now, it is not so sunny as that.
Ooh, I like it, though. It looks really cool.
Yeah.
Gives you good perspective of like how up on the hill that thing is, like, because it's like way up above the rest of the town. Town's kind of laid out right by the seashore, and then this thing's way up on a hill.
And there are, you know, a number of docks eastward down the slope at the edge of the water. You can also see the ruins of what appears to be a tower of some kind, just sort of scattered there across the snow and buried in it. Otherwise, most of the buildings along the street are dark. And whereas in Bryn Shander, you know, a much larger population, it's always bustling. Here, it's almost like everyone collectively agreed to go to sleep at the same time. The roads are empty. Or the road.
How messed up is it from the dragon? Is it not that bad? Like
from
the
dragon attack? That is a good reminder. Let me pull it up here. Because I do believe that Cara Denethor got its... I stopped myself from saying shit rocked because we're recording.
And then you remembered we're short quest long rest and that's
yeah, and then
the type
I remembered,
of stuff we say
remembered who we are.
Yep. I was gonna get shit rocked, but then I was like, boy, I shouldn't say that on this show. Which the last episode started with, how's everybody fucking doing? But that was my doing.
Yeah, let's see. Here we go. Houses are dark because the majority of them are destroyed.
Nice.
Oh, God.
I was going to say, I thought this place got fucked. I couldn't remember because it was a smaller town and they had zero warning. We warned Koenig and we warned East Haven, but Denethor got nothing.
Yeah.
What's
it was already Jarl Axel? Under attack.
Oh, was so, it? Was that what happened?
Yeah, they managed to drive it out of East Haven.
Towards Denethor.
Yeah, because they had defenders, but it went to Cara Denethor. So yeah, here, to give you a bit of insight, target 4, Cara Denethor. The dragon lands between the castle and the rest of the town. It then moves through the town, leveling one structure after another. All buildings aside from the castle, including the two inns, are destroyed in 1 hour.
God,
the castle and its inhabitants are spared, but everyone living outside the castle was killed.
Holy fuck, so this is just a ghost. This is just ruins as we walk up to it. Holy shit.
Yeah.
So much for our pretty picture of fucking of the town.
I'm sorry, like, I was really excited to be like, oh, it is pretty, but no, history has played out. And
it's perfectly fine.
Only the opposite of that.
So when you said everybody all decided at the same time to go to sleep, what you meant was that
their choice.
Our dragon decided for them. Yeah. And it was the long sleep. Oh, shit. Just... Oh, man.
Woof.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Woof, indeed.
I'm almost sad I remembered that the dragon fucked it up.
I will say that in the darkness across the frozen bay, you can see that there are lights on in the care. Several of the windows are illuminated, and even at this distance from across the frozen water of the bay that Cara Denethor sort of curves around, you can make out very faint voices. Probably Dreamer is the only one that can hear those.
Of course he can. Across the bay, fucking people whispering from fucking half mile away.
I mean, sound carries over water.
Oh, I believe it. I'm just joking. He has a fucking a ridiculous ability to hear anything, hear a pin drop or an angel fart.
Anyway, yeah. So, what is the feeling among the team as you roll up on this place after, you know, nearly 6 hours of travel?
Solemn, not stopping. They had it coming.
I mean, honestly.
I'm kidding.
They had it coming.
he does not say that.
Yeah, I don't even know if Rian comes down. Like, he just kind of, as he's, you know, hovering over, he's just, like, looking down at the desolation. It's just like... And I think he kind of knew coming into it, like, you know, certain towns, where it's just like when we went through Dugan's Hole for, you know, it was just nothing. Everything was gone.
So now, remind me of the last time that the team has had a long rest. Oh, it hasn't been since Lonelywood, huh?
It
would have been at Dwarven Valley.
Dwarven Valley,
oh, yep, Dwarven Valley.
Yep. So we gotta be approaching pretty close to... Because if it was... I don't know how long it took to get to Bryn Shander. I think it was like 6, 7, 8 hours or something. Then another 5 hours up.
Yeah, you guys have been pushing it Mm-hmm. If you want to push on to Kaer Koenig, I would be asking for constitution saving throws to see if folks get exhaustion.
What you guys think? Try to take a nap here at the castle or push on up the coast and see if we can make it to Koenig and rest there?
We're not in a rush.
Yeah, I think Krellick would go for taking a rest in case we run into those people on the road.
Gotcha. It's not a bad call. There, yeah. I mean, yeah, there's no reason to think that these people are going to be... I mean, meta-knowledge, I'm sure there's something fucked up about this castle. But, but as the characters go, we wouldn't think anything about going there and being like, hey, how you guys doing?
Can we stay here?
Yeah. I'm sure you don't have a dungeon where you're going to eat us or some shit like that, or a trap where we're going to have dinner and all of a sudden we're going to pass out, and, you know, because our food was drugged.
It'll be fine.
I apologize if I called that. That'd be really shitty if it turned out that was actually the plot hook.
Honestly. No, okay. So we're heading up the hill to the Kaer?
Yep. I think that's the best move. See if we can stay there.
Yay!
All right.
Tavini is not looking happy. She's hesitating on Scrapper.
What's going on?
If I had warned them sooner, less people would have died.
The unfortunate truth is that we can only do so much. We couldn't save everyone.
No.
All we can do is our best.
No.
And you saved a lot of lives.
What if I could have saved more? What if...
What ifs cut both ways, though? What if you had wasted your sending spell on here and weren't able to save Kaer Koenig or East Haven? They weren't able to drive it out. What ifs you get lost in them? Focus on what you did and the good things you've done so far.
I just hope they see it that way.
And if they don't, fuck them. We'll burn the castle to the ground. Kidding, of course. We're not actually going to burn the castle to the ground.
No, we're just going to run away.
Aye, most likely. But, I mean, we don't technically have to even talk about the fact that we were the ones that warned or anything like that. We can just be travelers. We're not lying. Just don't bring it up.
Hmm.
Or we can lean really hard into it and be like, nah, probably not here. This probably isn't the best place to be the saviors of the Dale in the completely destroyed town that didn't get saved. Mm-hmm. Travelers it is.
All right. So as the team below makes the decision to head up to the Kaer to seek shelter for a long rest.